What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Fit, Healthy, and Most of All Happy podcast. I am your coach and host, Josh, here with
his co-host and co-coach, KG, and I'm in the house.
Quite simply, today we're going to give you 9 ways to build muscle faster. So if you've been struggling to see muscular increase, whatever regard it is, no matter where you want to put on muscle, these 9 ways are guaranteed to get it done for you. So make sure you pay attention, really be sure to apply this information as well. And we're going to really learn today how to put on better muscle faster. So first and foremost, number one is to hire a coach. So we've talked about our coaching on the podcast before. And the truth is, if you want to see the best results possible, if I want to learn to go out and golf, I could go whack at the ball, learn to do it really wrong, make a lot of mistakes, and eventually need to end up paying someone anyways. Whereas if I paid an instructor just to walk me through that, to teach me everything right, someone who's been there, who's done it, who's helped other people, imagine which result's going to get you there faster. For whatever reason, in terms of fitness, outside of personal trainers, not many people consider the thought of having someone to guide them through this journey. So these other 8 tips, you could do it without a coach, but it's going to be 10 times harder. Hiring a coach is the fastest way there. And our transformation speak for themselves. You can see a few on the screen here. And that's because we've had that experience. We can do a custom program for you and we can guide you exactly where you need to go and prevent you from making the common mistakes that will really lead to you not seeing muscular development. And if right now you've been training 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, and you're still not looking like you've been training that long, definitely, I would recommend this. If you're brand new, I would recommend this because you're not going to have to unlearn bad habits. And instead, if you do things right from the hop, you're going to put on so much muscle, so much faster. And if you want to take advantage of this, we'd love to work with you. DM us the keyword coach on Instagram. Our Instagram is at ColossusFit, ColossusFit. We will absolutely take care of you and we would love to help you see better results faster. So I think there's nothing worse than doing something for a long time, spinning your wheels, not seeing the progress you deserve. And the good news is you won't need this forever. By having a coach, you can learn to do it right and you'll have these skills for the rest of your life. So don't miss out on this. You are worth it. That's number one. Once again, these next 8 will absolutely get you there, but there's a lot of nuance in between all of them, but we're really excited to jump in nonetheless. Once again, you want to take advantage of this deal. We'll take great care of you. Instagram is at ColossusFit. Just DM us the keyword coach and we'll look forward to working with you. But what's number 2, Kyle?
Number 2 is just simply being in a calorie surplus. Now, myself personally, I just underwent a couple month calorie surplus where I know I've mentioned this before, but I was just trying to regain some of the muscle I lost from doing a lot of running type stuff and just, I guess, being in a bit of a deficit. And I think this is where a lot of people struggle because there's so many mental barriers. And especially with working with so many different people, there's a lot of different things going on in people's head that we have to kind of more so work through. And it really depends on what it is that you're struggling with. Some people just really want to hold on to a 6-pack. Some people have actually been overweight in the past. And so for them to start to put on muscle and increase their calories, they have a big mental barrier. I mean, I've seen it all. And that's why this entire journey, kind of working off of Josh's number one, I'm glad he started with that one. A lot of it is just working through those different setbacks, those different obstacles, those different mind tricks that essentially you're playing. And I've seen it all before. Like I said, I've seen someone say, hey, I want to gain muscle. I'm going to commit to this. They start for 1 week. They increase their calories. They start to eat a little bit more. And because they've seen the scale go up 0.375 pounds, they say, I'm going to decrease calories. I can't take this. And once again, that's why, of course, having a coach help you out is super handy. But the biggest thing here is just trust the process. Like, know that it's not going to be a forever phase. And even for myself, going through about 3 months of maybe even 4 months, I'd have to look at my sheets, but I was in a solid surplus. Let's say my calorie maintenance where I don't lose or gain weight is around 3,000 calories. Fortunately enough, I have spent a lot of time building this up because I've gone through different cuts and bulks and maintenance phases and all that stuff. So I was able to actually eat more and I'm super active. So I increased my calories to about 3,500, which would be putting on just under 1 pound per week. I think I was in the 0.75 pounds per week mark, which was awesome. I took my progress photos. I did my measurements. I gained a lot of strength. And now I'm going to be reaping those benefits and rewarding from it because I'm going to spend time now decreasing my body fat and just essentially getting to that point where you can see all that new built muscle. And if you are someone who's like, I just don't want to get too jacked, I don't want to gain a ton of muscle, trust me, this is one of the greatest things where your physique will look absolutely phenomenal putting on little bits of muscle, even if it's not a ton. And you will thank yourself because you will look incredible in whatever you wear. And it's just, it's one of the greatest things for you.
Yeah, Kyle nailed it there. Like, one of the best things you can do is actually change the shape, the structure of your body, and really feeling confidence there. And that's where muscle is so essential. And as you put on more muscle, you can eat more calories, you look better, you function better, you move better. Once again, every example is straight there. And I think Kyle really nailed it out of the park there, because being in a surplus is the most efficient way to achieve that. And once again, if you want to put on muscle fast, giving yourself more is going to give you a lot more opportunity. You can go without it, but being in that surplus is going to be an easy way for you to put on more muscle. Once again, if you're heavily overweight, like Kyle said, be cautious of this, but that is an absolutely fantastic tip. Now, as we jump into number three, and this is a big one, this is where I find most people go wrong. It's really easy to get complacent in the gym. You go in, it's super hard, you're sore, you're like, oh, this is brutal. And then eventually you adapt to it. And I see a lot of people, especially people I've seen in the gym year after year, who don't change much. They're always doing the same weights. They're always doing the same routine. They've really limited themselves to be stuck at that one point. They've never allowed themselves to push past it. And I find the gym is a real test of pushing your comfort levels in general, because it's so easy to just get complacent of going in 3 days a week, getting a little sweat and calling it a day. But you got to challenge your norms. If you want to put on more muscle, one of the easiest ways to do it would be to increase your volume and, of course, lift heavier. But increasing your volume or your frequency will be the easiest and fastest way to it. If you're only strength training twice a week, if you start strength training three times, you're going to see a big jump. That's 50% more than what you're normally doing. And that's really going to establish a whole new level for you, because more frequency leads to more muscular development, allows you to rest different muscle groups in between. I know a lot of people are like, three times a push for me. You get comfortable with that, challenge yourself, do that four. If you're doing four, try to go to five. A lot of pros will do six or seven. Some will do two a days. Of course, an entirely different situation if you are on PEDs, because that's going to allow you to recover faster. But as a natural athlete myself, I've been training over 10 years. I'm still on that hunt for progress and muscle, and I'm able to train safely about 75 minutes, six times a week. And that's been a fantastic sweet spot for me. So if you're looking to put on more muscle, challenge your notion of what is a normal volume. Make sure you're trying to do more. And I promise you, this will be a big contributor to putting on more muscle fast.
Yeah. And obviously that jumps into number three, which kind of go hand in hand, but this one number four, increasing the overall intensity. So I remember there was a time where I just wasn't pushing myself, and I'd be asking myself why I wasn't getting those results. And I think everyone's maybe been through that phase where you show up because you have to, you kind of just get it done, and you don't really just challenge yourself. I mean, it's good that you're working out, it's good that you're moving your body, but at the same time, we're there for a reason. And I'd say most of you here want even better results, and you want to just hit new milestones and just improve your physique overall. If you're there just to maintain and chill and, you know, just strengthen your body a little bit, then that's fine. But I'd say most people listening here, if you're listening to a fitness podcast, you are ready to get to the next level, and that's what you're here for as well. So there's so many different things to help you with your intensity, but I would just say, like, really asking yourself, like, number one thing, and this is what we use in our spreadsheets with all of our clients, is keeping track of the overall intensity, because this allows you to actually think about it. If you never think of your intensity and you just go in and you just get it done, you'll never really question, am I pushing myself? Am I challenging myself? And any of that stuff. So that's going to be the first thing, is just keeping track of your overall intensity. You don't need to keep track of every little stat and every little thing. I know sometimes people do that, but overall, the weights that you use as well as the intensity, those are two of the biggest things you should be keeping track of in the gym. And that's really the main stuff that, right? Whether it's a notebook, whether it's one of those apps, they're fantastic. We like to use our spreadsheets, which is awesome for our clients. But overall, keeping track of the weights you use, training with someone that's stronger than you, it's a nice hack. I've been fortunate about having that for close to 10 years now, so I don't really think about it. I just show up. I'm using less than Josh. And it's good. It's motivating. When I see him, you know, we know the numbers. He's like, hey, you're usually 50 pounds less on the bench press. What the heck's going on? I'm like, ah, you're right. I got to get back to it. But the point is that there's a lot of people that can push you. Even our friend shows up, and we see when he shows up with us, he pushes himself instead of just going through the motions. I mean, he still has some work to do. We're always pushing him as well. But at the same time, if you can find those people who are going to push you, who are stronger than you, who are on the same path, it's motivating, right? You can also put your phone on airplane mode. I know a lot of people, I know real estate agents especially, they are on their phone a ton. I'm guilty of this as well. I'm sometimes writing captions, responding to DMs, but I do find that when I just allow myself to just check out for a little bit from the phone side of things and just focus on what's in front of me, I push so much harder and I'm just much more intense. So that's all I have to say there. Keep track of your weights, ask yourself the intensity levels and keep track of that. Train with someone stronger than you, get off your phone, and that's going to be the biggest thing here.
Yeah, there's a big difference between doing something to get it done and doing something well. Every workout, you should really challenge yourself, say, how can I do this well? And by locking in more, improving the intensity, the three tips listed will go really, really far. Like, that is the big difference. And once again, I could sprint totally fine. I could do 100 meters. Usain Bolt is going to do it way better than me. And he spent time and time drilling that, improving that, getting better. And putting on a lot of muscle, I mean, most people know what exercise to do. They're in the gym, they're in the right place. It's just doing it better. And by bringing that intention and that intensity, that really is a game changer. And you'll find you put on muscle a lot faster. You're a lot more aware and you will get a lot stronger, which is absolutely fantastic. And our next tip, going back to nutrition, I wanted a good mixture of gym and nutrition for these tips, but it's actually eat enough protein. So protein is a powerful macronutrient because it helps you have more energy throughout the day. It offers more satiety, so it'll actually sate you more, meaning it'll make you feel more full throughout the day, which is absolutely fantastic. It can help you maintain muscle as you put on fat. Protein is a really, really powerful nutrient and it is very anabolic. I mean, amino acids are a big part of muscular development and you'll get a lot of those from protein. So I'm not talking just protein powder, I'm talking protein, the nutrient. So once again, eating lean meats, eating different sources, whatever works for you, is a fantastic way to do that. And if you're wondering how much is enough protein, if you're looking to put on muscle especially, try to work your way up over time to about a gram per body weight of protein. That is that sweet spot. And you will notice you put on a lot more muscle when you're on top of your protein, your food quality is there. And then going into number six, I'm just going to jump while I'm on the topic of nutrition. Carbs actually have a fantastic place in being anabolic towards putting on more muscle. So carbs will supply your muscles with glycogen. So don't be scared of carbs if you are looking to put on muscle. If you're in a surplus, you're getting enough protein, you're getting carbs, this is a fantastic way to go about it. And carbs can be really, really powerful in this regard. They'll supply with a lot of energy so you can train harder. And once again, they can help you put on more muscle, especially when you're in a surplus. So they have their point. Don't be scared of them. Make sure to use them and this will help you stack on more muscle.
Yeah, and we definitely can't forget. I like that we mentioned training intensity. I like that we mentioned nutrition. But of course, one of the big ones, this is something that is overlooked, is just recovering properly. Honestly, super, I'd say, underrated. I mean, I used to be guilty of this, just wanting to go, 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 train a ton, never allow myself to recover. And it is definitely very hard to build muscle without giving yourself the proper rest and recovery required. And once again, if you're on steroids and stuff, it's just so much easier from what I've seen from other people. Like, they could just do a ton and they'll be totally fine. Whereas us as all natural athletes and just people just not on that, you really have to pay attention to this stuff. And different things will help out, but I would say the biggest thing is just proper sleep, right? You get a good night quality sleep. It's undisturbed. You know, you're not having to worry about just low quality sleep. Like, that will be number one. Different things work for different people. Obviously, what's really cool is stuff like protein will actually help you with recovery. Sometimes cool downs have actually been proven to help out as well, which would be like 5 to 10 minutes walking afterwards or on a bike. But overall, the most important thing is just take your rest day. Don't try to be lazy on it. I actually still like to get a lot of steps during it, but take your rest day, take it seriously. I'd say if you are someone that is training hard and consistently, we just made a post recently on how we like to take a deload week every 8 weeks, which will be just a way to allow ourselves to recover. And then even after the deload, as soon as I took that, which was, we were doing about 70% of what we're used to using in terms of weight. We were doing 2 sets instead of 3. So we'd always take 1 set away. And we were just still in the gym crushing it, but not to the certain degree that we usually do. And after that, I felt so much more ready to jump into the new routine and just absolutely crush it. So it definitely does have its purpose. Of course, if you are someone who's very consistent with the gym, you're pushing yourself 4 to 5 times a week, you don't take weeks off like a lot of people often will, then they are definitely necessary. But between that, the rest days, the proper sleep, like, of course, stretching will help. I do believe that if you do some soft tissue work here and there, I do believe in a massage every once in a while, definitely in terms of just breaking up the scar tissue and everything like that. But overall, I think that's going to be the biggest thing. I just think eating well and sleeping well is like the most important thing that will actually, it feels like, indirectly help you with recovery. But I would say those are definitely the most important things for sure.
Yeah, too many people underplay the importance of recovery, especially sleep in general, like investing in your sleep, just upgrading my pillows. If you can upgrade a mattress, that can make a big difference. Obviously, blacking out your room, doing all these things will stack to some amazing results. And a great free way to upgrade your sleep is just to invest in a good sleep routine, really spend the time, do the work, and really establish a good sleep routine, because that is your time to recover and grow. And if you're training super hard, you're eating really well, but you're not taking care and managing stress, you're really shooting yourself in the foot and limiting the progress that can be. So I think Kyle nailed that one. My next one is probably one of my biggest tips, and I want to save it for the end so it was nice and punchy, and that is to have no junk volume. All too often in the gym, there'll be exercises we like and don't like, and like I said earlier about going through the motions, if you're not training to at least about, let's say, a 7 out of 10, ideally more an 8 out of 10, you're not going to be putting on much muscle. If I just grab 20 pounds and do 8 reps for curls, that is going to do nothing when I should be doing 50s, 55s. Like, if you're not pushing yourself to that point where you can tear your muscles and have them the need to recover, you're just moving. You're just walking, essentially. You're not actually doing anything that's going to help you develop and grow. You need to stimulate those muscles. And the best way to do that is avoiding junk volume. So if when you squat, you're like, oh, I like to do a plate because not too heavy, I feel it a little bit, but it's okay. Challenge yourself. Try a plate in a 25. If it's way too heavy, go down to a plate in a 10. You'd be like, oh, this is perfect. And then you do that for 2 weeks. You're like, okay, let's try that 25 again. You feel good. Or maybe you've done a plate. You can do two plates easy, deep. You've been leaving so much on the table. So really work to say, are all my movements about an 8 out of 10? Is there full intention there? Am I doing the right breathing through them? Am I squeezing and contracting the right muscles? Doing this alone will help you sack on so much muscle. Like, that intensity, that focus, really doing a full range of motion is going to go so far too, and really utilizing negatives. So negatives are where you can see a lot of muscular development. I know people are really, really big on partial reps. I know there is some new science really supporting them. I think this gets a little complex, and for most people out there, unless you're a pro bodybuilder, I wouldn't go messing around with unique, more exotic training strategies like this. I would really resort, especially for longevity and health, you are stretching out your muscles as you do full range of motions. You're learning to operate in a full range of motion, which will mitigate a ton of injury. So really just spend time learning the quality. And then once you become a pro and you're super out there, you can try these more exotic, crazy things. But don't discount the foundations, because this is how you can put on a lot of muscle. And by changing your workout, your next workout, say no junk volume, challenge every set, don't just use any weight because you've used it before, aim for that 8 out of 10 and watch how good that workout will be.
And even one perspective change I wanted to ask you to think about here is, let's say you have programmed 3 sets of 12. The first 2 sets you do it incredibly, you're focused, you're dialed in, you're locked in. That third set, you're tired, you're thinking about work, you're thinking about something else. You're missing out on 33% of the overall gains and just overall volume, because that third set, you were checked out, you weren't doing a full range of motion, you weren't really just there and present. And I see this happen very often. And even when you think about a regular set, let's say you have 12 reps programmed for 3 sets, and then always at the very end, those last 4 reps, you end up just checking out, thinking about something else, not being there, not really squeezing and contracting, and you just kind of do it just to do it because you have to. You're missing out on about 25% of the results there. And I've been guilty of this. I remember, like, I would always think about that third set and I would be kind of fatigued and I wouldn't just give it my absolute all. And that's where I feel like you can definitely give it your all, because it's the last set of that exact exercise. So just something to think about if you're missing out on those gains. Like, there's an easy 25 to 33% right there that you could be missing out on. But last but not least, training the major muscle groups, hitting those compounds, really just doing the hard stuff. And I like talking about the things that I don't like doing, because I feel like a lot of people can relate. The other day I was sharing, I don't exactly love like doing squats, but I still do them. The compounds, like, I'm at a point where I really know they're so beneficial, but I can't say I go into a deadlift session thinking I am so excited about this versus like bicep curls or lateral raises or different things like that. But just knowing the purpose, knowing that when you stimulate more muscle groups, you're just going to be overall able to put on more muscle. They're just so important. And I see so many people go in and just wanting to do abs and maybe like do a bit of a, you know, a couple push-ups and maybe some bicep curls and say, oh, I'm going to gain some muscle, but that's just not the case. Like, even if your nutrition's there, even if your recovery's there, if you're not doing the hard stuff and you're not challenging yourself with that, it's going to be so hard to stack on muscle and see progress. So I really want you to think about that. Ask yourself if you're doing the hard movements that are actually going to challenge you, obviously with the right intensity, with the right volume, all this stuff combined will be absolutely phenomenal and get you the best results possible.
Let me and Kyle do all this for you. Take the guesswork out. You got things to focus in your life, your family, your work, your studies, whatever it may be. Like, having a coach just to, so we can walk you through this, do this the most efficient way. Like, take control of your fitness and health. And we would love to do that for you one-on-one. To take advantage of the special offer, all you got to do is DM us the keyword coach on Instagram to our Instagram, which is at ColossusFit, ColossusFit. And we can't wait to get you some killer results. But once again, if you're looking to stack on muscle, do these things, apply this. Knowledge is only power when applied. I'm going to end with that, as I like to. So thank you everyone for tuning in today. We'll see you in the next episode. Peace out.